Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
So there's divorce registries that are out there now.
Oh,
divorce. Nowadays, there are registries for everything, like, you know, baby registries, there are marriage registries, like for your wedding and stuff that you want. But they have two companies now that are looking to streamline the process of restocking your house after you split apart from your spouse. So Fresh Starts Registry and Divorcist both have sprung up to help recent divorcees put their lives back together. Fresh Starts is a landing spot not only for seeking gifts, but also for those in need of divorce-related recommendations. How does one find a new therapist? How does one find a divorce lawyer? A mortgage lender, because now I got to, you know, turn this around and get a house. They have pointing users to various vendors along with clothing options, style coaches, because now you back in the single world.
Right.
Yeah.
Then they have Divorcist, which is currently launching in a launch phase, but they're launching the whole site in February, and they have a similar vibe too. The co-founder, who is married, says our mission is to make divorce and separation dignified. We really saw the need for people out there who were clueless. Women get the concept immediately. We're trying to elevate divorce. We're trying to elevate separation and breakups to the same status of a life event as getting married and having a baby. This is something where you're entering into a new world, and you should do so with the help of others and the advice of others.
I think this is good, man. People get divorced. They need a helping hand.
Yeah. They're on their ass half the time.
Get back into the game.
Yeah. And a lot of your stuff goes towards probably the house. Maybe the woman is keeping a lot of this stuff, so the guy is left without anything. I know after a breakup, it wasn't a divorce, but I took a lot of those stuff.
Well, I mean, you think about this. It's like, you know, when I moved, and I mean, we were already divorced, but still moving out of a co-mingled thing, you do have to reload everything. So
yes.
In essence, I could have had a registry and, like, you know, when I was telling you about the Christmas thing, I'm like, you had to rebuild Christmas. I had to get a Christmas tree.
Yep.
I had to find ornaments. I had to find all, you know, to make sure that I had the same par over there. You get a registry. There you go.
Get a, what is it, a wine opener, all that stuff you're going to be missing that you need that all of a sudden. You're like, damn, she took
it. I mean, and you don't even think about it. The hard part is you don't think about it until you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had me buy those purees. The when I was trying to make tomato sauce, but I didn't want to make it with real tomatoes.
Yes.
So you, like, get the puree.
Mm-hmm.
But they all come in cans.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought them and had the whole thing set up out there so I could make this chili. And I was sitting there, and my daughter was like, Daddy, you ready? And I said, yeah. And she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't have a can opener.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
I didn't have a can opener in the house. And so we sat there with the thing, you know, the little thing that on the edge of the wine thing.
No.
And I poked holes
to dump it out
and then peeled it back with a spoon.
You used the beer can opener with the point on it.
Right. And just made a bunch of little holes. You know how long it took me to get the puree through them little bitty holes?
Uh-huh.
Squeezing the can, trying to get it out of there. It was a mess.
All right, I'm going to be the voice of reason here. This sounds good for people that are divorced. I'm all for it, helping you get maybe like a mattress, maybe like a couch. But I ain't buying you no damn wine opener and can opener.
Why not, though?
Like,
if I put it on my list.
That's on you.
Don't disrespect my list. If I put it on my list and I'm
basics,
like,
listen, the essentials.
A coffee maker.
Keep you off the floor.
Who don't need a wine opener if you're going back into the dating world?
Right. He got an espresso machine. Is that off the list?
No, I don't
even drink
machine.
Coffee.
Yeah, see, now y'all getting bougie.
No.
GoFundMe.
I mean, no, it's not. It's this is to make you on par to get to the next relationship, or better yet, just to make you be able to function.
Mm-hmm. I like the whole
can openers thing.
Come
openers.
On, those are basic things that you need in your house.
That's good stuff.
Pots, pans.
No, man,
plates.
I ain't buying you no damn pots and pans.
I got a skillet and a pot.
Block y'all.
Dude,
I have a deep pot for chili.
You're crazy.
And a skillet that if I need to fry something, that's all I got.
I'm going to send you a link so we can get you hooked up with some pots and pans. And Davi's going to pay for it because he wants to help you get up
feet. I'm good now. You know, I mean, but when I first moved in there, that's when this registry would have been a good thing.
Yes.
So.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.